Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Listen and grow as Del questions the status quo, encourages you to think differently, and empowers you to make a better life. Get ready as Del challenges core beliefs, seeks the truth, and reveals the roadmap to the lifestyle you really want. And now your host, multi-millionaire, national award-winning investor, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. So you think you have some impediments in front of you before you can ever go out and buy real estate? Maybe you live in California, New York, or even Hawaii, where the real estate's so expensive you can't afford to buy it. I guess that means you're just forced to be poor, middle class the rest of your life, live a life of quiet desperation. Not so, my friend. With me here today on Tell Del Tuesday is Pono Garcia out of Maui, Hawaii, who has beaten that problem down by being able to buy real estate all over the country, mostly in Texas, it looks like. But we're here to get his story today and figure out how all of you that live in those expensive parts of the country that can't really make any money with real estate can take a different path. Pono, welcome to the show.
Aloha. How you doing, Del?
Very good, sir. Let's talk here. Let's go back to the very beginning. What brought you to real estate and what brought you to Lifestyles Unlimited?
So I have a friend who was researching Lifestyles Unlimited, and he told me about Lifestyles Unlimited, and it got me very curious. So I listened to your shows, and it made a lot of sense. And then I did a two-day with David Fisher online. And then it sounded really good. My wife was a little skeptical. So we actually went to the expo in Houston a couple years ago. And we went on the bus tour. We talked to other LU members. And that actually was the event that changed my wife's mind that this was for real. We talked to people who are like-minded, who were successful in real estate, and who are Lifestyles Unlimited members.
Well, that got you over the hump of her fear and disbelief.
Right.
Let's talk about you started by taking an online course, which is interesting because David actually does the live course out in Hawaii also. And I've going to have him out there again this year, so maybe you can catch a live one with him. But you were able to get enough out of the online course to make the decision?
Yes, there was a slight time difference, so I actually had to wake up at 3 a.m. in order to catch his online course. But I was determined to see what Lifestyles Unlimited was about. So, I woke up. And I did that full 8 hours the first and second day just so that I knew exactly what Lifestyles Unlimited was about.
You know, that's very heroic of you. In fact, I was thinking this morning when I was getting ready for this show that it'd have to be 4 o'clock in the morning for you to be doing this show live with me. But I guess you're here in Texas right now.
Yes. Actually, I've been here for a couple months working on some real estate projects. So it's time for me to go home. I'll be leaving tomorrow morning, actually, and I'll be back in 2 weeks to try to finish up my projects.
Well, I guess we got you on a lucky day. Let's go ahead and talk about what you got out of the two-day. You know, everybody has an aha moment where it says, like, man, that's what I was missing. Because obviously you had not done this before. You'd thought about doing it before. Everybody thinks about doing it. But then you got that moment. You said, that makes sense. That makes it work for me. Can you share that aha moment with us?
Well, I think with David Fisher, he actually outlines the process. So I knew it was possible to do it because I knew people who've done it in the past. I just didn't have the roadmap. And with his seminar, he goes over just how the properties, how you find the properties, how you finance the properties, how you take care of the properties, and how you cash flow the properties so that you can actually be retired from passive income from real estate. So that kind of got my mind thinking. And I figured, well, if all these people can do it, I can do it. Even though I live in Hawaii, there's got to be a way to do it. But, you know, I think I had to go through the process of actually going to the expo and seeing what was out there. And honestly, Del, when we went to Houston, my wife and I really love the area. And that's why we started investing in the Houston area.
So did your wife go to the 2-day with you?
No, she was asleep.
Okay. So her first experience of this was really the expo?
Yes.
What did she think when she saw 4,000 or 5,000 people all thinking the same thing, talking the same thing, et cetera, et cetera?
No, she was in awe. Like, there were so many people who were in Lifestyles Unlimited, who wanted to learn more about Lifestyles Unlimited, who were investors, who were just like people who were successful in real estate. And I remember telling her when we were in the big group forum, and I said, you know what? There are more millionaires here in this room than any place else we've been. And that was kind of like a mind-blowing concept to both of us.
Now, were you guys raised in Hawaii?
No. My wife was born in San Francisco, and so she also lived in Idaho and Hawaii. I was born in a military family, so my dad was in the Navy, so we traveled around a lot. So I ended up planting my roots in Hawaii. I've actually, in my life, Hawaii has been the longest I've ever lived in any one place.
When you and the wife went to the expo and started meeting people personally, were you surprised how open people were about their finances, about their financial position, and also how they made the money?
Oh, yeah. It was kind of eye-opening, because I think the reason why there's so much openness is because Lifestyles Unlimited members want other people to succeed. You know, they're successful, and they want to help other people be successful. And that was really one of the reasons that we loved Lifestyles Unlimited, was there so much support, not just from mentors and leadership in Lifestyles Unlimited, but Lifestyles Unlimited members.
Yeah, you guys have your own ambassador out there in Hawaii, don't you?
Yes, we do. And we did go to the Oahu one a couple times, and the Hawaii contingency is actually growing. I was really surprised about how many people in Hawaii join Lifestyles Unlimited and who are continually going to the 2 days over there. So, I was pretty happy about that, because I feel that the people of Hawaii, they need to get out of Hawaii to invest, because there's no way that if you're just starting out, you're going to be able to buy any kind of house in Hawaii. It's just too expensive.
So let's talk about buying your property. When you were there watching the 2-day and you were formulating your ideas, did you sign up for the preferred program right away, or did you think about it, or how did you get started?
Yeah, so I signed up for the intro level, so I had access to some of the education, and so that I could do a deeper dive into Lifestyles Unlimited.
Okay, so how did you transition from that actually to buying houses?
Oh, so when we went to the expo in Houston, Texas a couple of years ago, we ended up joining as single family members at that time. And I was so pumped up after the expo that I started looking for houses right away. So it only took us like 3 months to close on our first house after the expo.
Okay, so let's talk about that. What did that deal look like? Let's talk about how much you had to invest, what was it worth, how much that captured equity, how much cash flow, all that stuff. Give us an idea what this deal looked like to you and how you and your wife felt about it.
So our first house we bought through Lifestyles Unlimited real estate. We purchased that house for, I believe, $105,000. The after repair value was $180,000. We ended up putting about $45,000 into it, and so we had about $30,000 equity capture. And right after we did that, we rented it, and we were actually cash flowing it like a couple hundred dollars a month.
Okay, so we had a $30,000 equity capture to start with. Let's talk about what came out of pocket. How much did you have to come up with?
So our hard money covered most of it. So we only had to put out about $20,000 out of pocket, and our hard money just covered everything else.
So you made an instant $30,000 gain with $20,000 investment. That's over 100%. Were you happy with that?
As we started getting more into real estate, I said, we can do better than this.
Oh, no.
So
come on.
Yes.
So just for the folks that are listening who never heard us before, Lifestyles Realty is simply a real estate company that I started, and I've got them all over the country. It's not a part of Lifestyles, the educational program. It's a separate company, and they're just real estate agents. But the difference is we've tasked them with going and finding these great deals for people and helping them do the deals as buyer's agents as opposed to selling agents, just a different type of real estate company. And so those are the people finding them deals. It's not the deals are not coming from Lifestyles Unlimited Incorporated itself. In other words, the educational branch of the program. Let's go through it. How long did it take to find? How long did it take to close? How long did it take to rehab? How long did it take to rent?
Okay, so it took me probably 3 weeks to find it, 2 or 3 weeks. Then it took us like 3 or 4 weeks to close. I already had a general contractor ready to go, and it took a little bit longer than I wanted for the rehab. It took about 3 months for the rehab, but then as soon as that was done, we put it on the rental market right away.
So you have in total probably about 4 months in this deal to get it done?
Yes, I would say, 4 months from start to finish.
I'm going to review this for those of you out there that are listening and driving. You don't have time to write all this down. How would you like to go out and make $30,000 immediate gain over a four-month period of time, investing only $20,000, and then have cash flow of $200 a month on as long as you want to keep the property? I want you to go to your stockbroker and go, look, I want to give you $20,000. I want you to make me $30,000. That's what I want. Just give you 20. I want you to make me 30. And then I want you to pay me a dividend on that of, $200 a month. I don't think it's going to happen. And Pono, I think that's a good deal. So what were your thought processes after you went through that one? I remember when my first mentor helped me buy my first deal, then he looked at me and I'm kind of like exhausted from it, but excited and get that first paycheck. I remember at closing, they gave me the keys and the first rent check because the tenant had been pre-leased. And he looked at me and said, do you want to do any more? What were your thoughts when you came to that point? Like, do you want to do any more?
I was so stoked at that point that I just wanted to keep looking for houses. And I think for that first year, we closed on like 4 houses, I believe, on the first year that after we joined Lifestyles Unlimited.
Wow.
So, yeah.
That's like 1.25. So did you get the similar amount of capital gains on each one of them?
So some of them, I'm really pretty happy with some of the deals that I found. There's some that were no money out of pocket. There was one that I actually cashed out, refinanced, and I got a check for $98,000.
Wow, hold on. We're going to have to come back to that, but I don't want to miss that story. We're going to take a short break, though. And Pono Garcia and I will come back and show you how he did a zero-down deal and how he pulled out $87,000. Both of those incredible stories. We'll be right back with the Del Wamsley Radio Show.
Mm-hmm.
roadmap to creating the lifestyle you really want. Keep listening. The Del Wamsley Radio Show returns in moments.
Lifestyles Unlimited, the education and mentoring group with a roadmap and support to help you real estate retire.
Having the consulting team, having other avenues within your whole system is what's made y'all successful. Everyone is there to guide you to be successful. So it's just up to you to get off the butt and do it.
Do it. Take action today. Get educated now at Lifestyles Unlimited. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for $297, a 60% savings. Lifestyles Unlimited. Text radio to 88007.
You're hearing the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Want more life-changing knowledge? Access our podcast and listen on demand at lifestylesunlimited.com under the radio tab. Now your host, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to Del Wamsley Radio Show. With me here today is Pono Garcia out of Maui, Hawaii. And as we went to break, he just kind of blew my mind with a couple of deals he was talking about. And, you know, it's funny, Pono, you just blow through those like they're no big deal. Both of the stories that you just threw at me and just glanced over like they were nothing would have blown anybody away that ever done a real estate deal, because they don't do deals like that. Those are incredible deals. So which one do you want to start with first, the nothing down deal or the $85,000 profit deal?
They're actually the same. So I found an off-market porterhouse in Houston, and I actually paid cash for it, $56,000. It ARV, after repair value, was $180,000. So I got my hard money. They gave me 75% of the ARV, which was about $135,000. So out of the $135,000, they put aside in escrow $40,000 for the rehab, and then the rest they gave me as a check. So I actually received a check for $98,000. That's to repay me my $56,000 out of pocket to buy the property, and then the rest was I put in my pocket because that was a loan, and so it's not taxable.
Well, I guess you haven't heard the story, Pono, but this is supposed to be investing, not outvesting. So you're pulling money out of deals right up front. That's incredible. So did that deal turn out to be a good deal after you pulled all that money out of it? Did it still make cash flow?
It was an amazing deal. That was the first of my zero down, you know, honestly, even though I had to put out $56,000 out of my pocket to pay for it, I got that money back in a matter of just a few weeks after we closed escrow. So as soon as we closed escrow, my hard money lender just sent us the check. So it wasn't even a month when I got the money back.
So here's an interesting point for people listening out there. Pono didn't have to pay the $56,000. The hard money lender would have given him the money to buy it and the money to rehab it. But the way he did it so he could pull the money out right away. By paying the cash, he was able to use a different type of a loan, which is a cash out refinance type loan that allowed him to pull out more money than he could have otherwise. If the lender would have lent him just the money to buy it and the money to rehab it, the lender could not have lent him the money to stick in his pocket because there's limitations. So he paid the cash so he could pull the money out. For those of you that don't have the $56,000 cash, you could have just bought the property for nothing down and nothing for rehab, and at the end had the equity and over a period of time waited to where you could refinance it. But you would have had to wait to refinance that money out. All right, so that's a great deal. What's your next best deal? You said you had multiple deals you were really excited about.
So the great thing is you just have to know where to look in order to find deals. In Lifestyles Unlimited, there's a saying that you run out of money before you run out of deals, which is very true. When we were buying houses, we ran out of money because we were putting it all into homes. But then I decided, okay, there's got to be a way where we can buy more houses and not have to put out any more money. And so I just started searching, and I found several deals very similar to that. I didn't put cash out of pocket, but it was like what you said earlier. It's where I had the hard money covered the cost of the purchase, the cost of the rehab, and then everything else was equity at the end of the deal. So, yeah, as a matter of fact, I have one house that I'm going to be closing next week, which is very similar. This one, I'm actually, I'm going to pay cash for it. I'm going to pay cash for the rehab, and then I'm going to cash out refinance at the very end, right when I rent it.
Okay. So you're taking a different approach. This isn't the approach most Lifestyles members take, but you just like the fact of using your cash up front so you can pull out cash right away. That's your approach?
Yes. Well, and the reason why is because it's non-taxable. So it's a loan. So not only am I able to get my money out right away, but I get extra money out. And then with that, I can go for my next deal and do the same thing.
Okay. So it sounds like you're having a hard time stopping yourself. Is this becoming addictive?
It is impossible for me to stop. I am looking almost daily.
Pono is now trying to buy or has bought and is working on a motel. You want to tell us about this story, Pono? What got you into the motel deal?
Okay. So first of all, Del, I'm going to have to let you know that it's thanks to you and Lifestyles Unlimited that we were able to take on this deal. The Lifestyles Unlimited family allows you to have the confidence from all the experience from your mentors and other members that when we saw this motel available, we looked at the numbers and the numbers were great. The numbers were amazing. But it was a lot more money than what we were used to. But because of the confidence that we've had with our previous real estate investments, plus all the support that we got from Lifestyles Unlimited, we were able to go in, make the offer. We got a private private funding. We got some great rates. And right now, that's why I'm in Texas, is I'm actually the general contractor to finish up the motel. Looks like we're going to be maybe a couple more months before we actually open doors. But this motel was kind of like a godsend. We were able to close on it. And like I said, without Lifestyles Unlimited, we probably would be too scared to even attempt to do anything of this size.
A couple quick questions on it, because we're coming to the end of the show here. How did you finance it? Is this, by the way, an IRO deal, which is all by yourself, or is this a syndication where you brought other people, partners in with you?
No. We didn't bring anybody else in. We have a business partner, an amazing lady, Laura, and she was able to get us financing, a private lender. So we only put down, I believe, 10%. And we financed 90%. And on an IRO deal, that is totally unheard of. So with the extra money that we were able to save from the down payment, we were able to put in more money into the rehab.
How many units is this? And have you any idea how to operate a motel once you get it built? Or are you going to sell it?
So when we first bought this motel, it was 24, 25 units. Now, as I mentioned before, my wife is an architect. The units were too small. And what she did was she combined units, and we ended up with 15 units. And so that's kind of like where we are right now. We have a 15-unit apartment. And this is going to be kind of very kitschy. We're rebranding it, and we're calling it the Claribel Motel. It's a cow theme. So we figure it's pretty apropos for Texas.
Okay, so you're changing it from a motel to a small apartment complex is what you're doing.
It's more of a short-term rental.
Like, I got you.
So, yes. But, it's coming along really nicely.
And how do you see yourself profiting on this type of a deal? How are you going to make this transaction work. Are you going to operate it as a as an apartment complex, or are you going to sell it, or what are you going to do with it?
No, we're going to operate it as a short-term rental. We're actually talking with some short-term rental companies to advertise it. And in order to stay, you'd have to go online or scan a QR code, and then you can check in. So we're not going to have any management people there. We will have workers like maids and landscape and maintenance people there. But for the most part, it's going to be self-run. It'll be more like I said, a short-term rental. And so you can go online and book it.
Well, that'd be very interesting to see how this works out for you.
Well, the great thing is we were running the cash flow. And at I believe the national average for vacancy in a motel is about 43%. So if we're 57% occupied, our cash flow will be in around $20,000 a month.
Wow.
And that's at the low end.
Wow, that's high. That's really good.
Yes.
Now, is that cash flow after expenses or before expenses?
That is cash flow after expenses.
Incredible. All right, so we're coming here to the end of the show now, and you've really shared some incredible stories over the last 2 years. Where's your mindset at now? I mean, what is the limit for Pono Garcia and Brandis Sherich? I mean, how far are you guys going? Where are you going to?
So ultimately, we want to retire from real estate. So that's why we're laying the ground rule. I mean, not retire from real estate, retire because of real estate. So we're basically doing all the groundwork so that we can start cash flowing and retire from her business and maybe even my business. So, and just do a lot of traveling and seeing the world.
Well, I want you to do me a favor. Send me some pictures on Facebook of yourself and this project so I can get an idea what it looks like. And keep up the good work. What would you say to someone that's looking at this thing from the outside right now with a little skepticism like your wife had?
I just do it. Like, I mean, what are you going to lose? You're going to lose time. You might lose a little bit of money. But if you don't try it, you're not going to know. And when you get your first deal and how exciting that is, you're going to want to do your next deal. It is very addictive, honestly. It's just one of those things that when something comes together and you see it happening and your net worth goes up, it's just like you realize that it's going to work.
I think you said it all right there. When your net worth goes from $100,000 to $3 million, you've said it all. Remember this, folks. It's not just the money, though. It's the lifestyle. Have a wonderful day. And, Pono, thanks for being on. We'll see you in the future.
Thank you for listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Want more of Del's unconventional wisdom? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com and click the radio tab. Listen to past shows, hear podcasts on demand, and find out how you can change your life today. The Del Wamsley Radio Show is part of the Lifestyles Unlimited Radio Network.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Wamsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Wamsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Wamsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Wamsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.